Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This is not the first time that Matthew Deere has been on Soundcheck, but the last time he was here, I was not. I was in the car driving through Pennsylvania and getting increasingly annoyed because I wasn't here. And what I was hearing coming out of our studio that day was dark and creepy and amazing. Now, for those of you who don't know Matthew Deere, there is a lot to know. Over the last 10 years, this electronic musician and producer has been trying on a few different sonic identities, from Detroit dance music to the glam goth hybrid to a full-on rock band, and people call him a musical illusionist or chameleon. His latest album is called Beams, and perhaps might be his most personal yet. We'll talk to Matthew Deere in a moment, but first he's here with his band to do a song called Earthforms live on Soundcheck. That's Matthew Deer and his band live on Soundcheck's song called Earth Forms, which you will find a version of on Matthew's latest album called Beams. But that, again, a live performance with Matthew singing, handling the electronics. He's also got the electric guitar in hand, with Daniel Scales playing the electric bass and Samer Gadri playing percussion and backing vocals and Ian Chang behind the drum kit. Matthew, it's good to have you back on Soundcheck.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm glad to be here this time.
Yeah, it's great this time. Face to face.
Yeah. That song, Earth Forms, you told a critic or a reviewer somewhere that this was your deepest delve into a straight rock song.
I think so. Hopefully that would prove something right there that you just heard. It's pretty rock,
yeah.
I guess, compared to what I've done in the past, yeah.
And is that, I mean, you know, is that a new kind of twist in the tale for you?
Yeah, in the studio, you know, I've got all sorts of instruments lying around. And that one was the first one I really just let the bass be the bass as it stands.
Now, is this the music you grew up with as a teenager, or was it house and techno and stuff like that?
No, a little bit of both. I mean, you know, clearly before I got into the whole, warehouse Detroit thing, I was listening to rock, and I grew up on a lot of Sonic Youth, My Bloody Valentine, Pixies, and I think that bass line comes from that era of my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the years, you know, once you got into the whole warehouse scene, there were various kind of projects under other names, Audion, etc. Do you not see the need for those kind of alter egos, those alternate identities anymore? Has the music become more personal?
You know, this avenue of it is far more personal. But the thing with electronic music, which I've always kind of held true, is that I think that's for escape. It's not for being yourself. And I still hold those monikers on the shelf and plan to revisit them. You know, when it's yourself and what's your own name, it's just, it is nothing but you. You know, that's what's coming through.
What was the writing process like? I mean, you're here with a band with four live musicians, but on the record, it seems to all be you.
Yeah, I work at a home studio that I've built, wherever I'm living. This was mainly an apartment in Brooklyn. And I just work on things all day. I get up, drink a cup of coffee, go in the studio and have fun. And when it comes to the live show, I get together with these fine gentlemen and we totally deconstruct the songs, leave a lot of the original parts out. Daniel will write some new bass lines at times that weren't there on the album. Ian comes up with completely new drum parts that are not on the album because there's no live drums. And Samer does the same thing. You know, it becomes kind of a melting pot of ideas for us just to get something new and fresh onto the stage.
And have you been surprised at the results? I mean, to hear your own song in like a way that you hadn't considered before?
Absolutely. You know, there's an energy there that obviously in the studio I'm not jumping around like a maniac like I do on stage. And there's something to that, you know, to have that freedom on stage with my own music, which I didn't imagine having before.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
So coming out of the Detroit techno scene, you know, doing all night parties at an abandoned automobile plant. I hope it was abandoned.
I was at the Packard plant, yes.
The Packard plant.
That's true.
How do you make the transition from that, which is a very different sort of music that doesn't require a lot of singing, to songwriting and being, you know, finding your own voice?
It's a tricky slope, you know. It's something you want to get right, but you don't want to force. I've always sang. You know, I grew up playing guitar. My father plays guitar, folk musician. So I grew up around guitars and the idea of writing songs and playing songs. It just so happens that my first release was electronic-based. So as a musician, my first steps were into that world of 12-inch dance music and DJ culture.
Right.
But all the meanwhile, I was making songs in my bedroom and at my home studio. So it was just a matter of time, I think, before I could slowly get some of that material out. And I think if you go back and listen to some of my earlier albums, like Leave Luck to Heaven, there's maybe 50% of the songs have vocals. Asa Breed, you start getting all vocals, and then Black City and now Beams, there's no question that I'm going to sing. So it was a nice, slow introduction.
And just listening to you talk, I can already anticipate the answer to this question, but did you always have that kind of gloomy baritone thing going when you sang?
Pretty much. I mean, I had a vast transitional, departure from my old voice when I was about 13. And somehow it just dropped about two octaves one day, and I was me.
Now, you mentioned, creating the album Beams in your home studio, which at the time was in Brooklyn.
Yes, that's correct.
But now you've moved upstate New York.
I have. I live in Sullivan County, New York.
So are you, like, mountain man now, off the grid, you know, hunting and fishing, getting your own power source or whatever?
I'm on the grid. I have a pond in my backyard, which I have hooked a fish, but I did not land. I have a chainsaw and two axes. And there's quite a few trees.
You sound like a very dangerous guy all of a sudden.
It's all front. It's all show. I can refill the gas tank in the chainsaw. That's about it.
So what was the reason for moving out of, you know, what is a kind of a hotbed of this sort of music to a place where you're probably the only person like yourself for miles around?
Well, you would be surprised. There are a lot of artisan type people up there. No musicians, maybe a few. But you're right. It's a great departure from what it is here in Brooklyn. The reasoning was space. I felt like I had nurtured enough contacts here in the city that I could move somewhere within a 2-2.5 hour radius and still be connected. And I think I wanted to have one foot in and one foot out. And I've been threatening it for a long time, and I finally found the right place to do it. And now I'm building a studio and can have people come visit me on a train right away. It's a totally different experience. But I'm hoping that isolation can lend itself toward a different type of creativity.
Do you have anything? I mean, has anything happened yet, you know, along those lines? Have you started writing up there?
Yeah, I've gotten a few things down. Right now, we're still in kind of work mode. The studio is about 90% there. And I've had some friends come up and work on music for their own accord, and I've kind of been helping them out, but nothing for myself yet. Mm. And I'm really excited to get into that.
All right, well, it'll be interesting to see what materializes on the next Matthew Deere record. Matthew's current album is called Beams. He and the band are here with us on Soundcheck today. Let's hear another song. You want to do Headcage next?
Absolutely.
All right, it's Matthew Deere and the band, live in the Soundcheck studio.
Yeah.
That is Headcage from Matthew Deer and his band live in the studio. Another song from his latest record, Beams, in a live version, with Matthew playing guitar and electronics and singing, of course, and Samer Gadri playing percussion, backing vocals, Ian Chang behind the drums, Daniel Scales playing the electric bass, and they're all here with us on Soundcheck today. And why don't we go right on to the next song? This is called Do the Right Thing, once again from Matthew Deer.
We'll be right back.
That's music from Matthew Deere and his band live on Soundcheck. It's called Do the Right Thing. And a version of that is on the album Beams, a somewhat different version of that on the record. Matthew singing, electronics, some percussion, and Daniel Scales playing bass, also adding some backing vocals, Samar Gadri percussion, more backing vocals, Ian Chang behind the drums. So Matthew, the album Beams, from which that song comes, is kind of a follow-up in a sense. It's almost like the lighter half of the yin-yang to the previous record, Black City, which was a darker record. At least that's how it's being perceived by people.
That's a good perception. I think the best way I've described it is Black City was the rush of energy toward a black hole, and Beams is the light escaping out the other end of a black hole.
Okay.
And the black hole is New York City.
Well, there's the explanation for the move upstate then. Now, you know, the idea that there might be a big idea behind a record doesn't necessarily mean this is a concept record, but some of the songs tie together. We started with Her Fantasy. The music we'll hear going out is this song called Fighting is Futile, which actually is a line in the other song, in Her Fantasy. So, I mean, are the songs linked somehow other than through happenstance of a couple of words?
The link is my life. Clearly, I, like every musician, I think you interpret experiences in your life and you try to get them out through song. And for me, when it's so personal and it's so private, when I go into the studio, it's really just a therapeutic way of me laying down on a couch and letting it all out. And the self-referencing songs, I think that's just a nod to some of my favorite songs, like Glass Onion by the Beatles, for example, you know, where I like getting away with little tricks. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a line in there where I say, as a breed in Her Fantasy. And to me, that was a bit of a reference toward Asa Breed, which is the album two before.
And then there's also, I mean, people hear a lot of sort of late period David Bowie, especially in the vocals. And then there was this tweet that you posted on Twitter, driving through the desert, listening to Thursday Afternoon by Brian Eno. Everything makes sense. For folks who don't know, Thursday Afternoon is like an hour-long piece of ambient electronics.
Yes.
From Eno. Is that just like the perfect driving music for you?
If you are ever in Joshua Tree National Park or that part of the country, put on any Brian Eno album. The Ambient 4, I believe it is,
On Land
is the best. That's mm-hmm. That was made for Joshua Tree. But Thursday Afternoon I had recently put on my iPhone, so I figured we'd give that a shot. And it worked as well.
All right.
Although our driver was about to fall asleep.
Well, there is that. Well, Matthew, it's been great having you and the band here playing for us here in the studio today. Congratulations on the new record called Beams, and thanks for playing for us.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Matthew Deere with us. This is Soundcheck. I feel exodus. When I feel